Hey guys, Coach Christy here. Just like usual, have some ideas rattling around in my brain and wanted to take a moment to get it out. And while I'm getting it out, I can do so in a podcast and share it with you guys. So today what I've been thinking about is the concept of vulnerability in our horsemanship and our ability to gain some confidence around making mistakes, and then through those mistakes, learning what we need to do differently, making those corrections, and starting again. So I think a lot of times one of the things that holds us back the most in our horsemanship is a fear of giving our horses a hard time, right? We're afraid of our horses not liking us or not enjoying our time together. And so we hold back. We are hesitant to experiment and try new things because we don't want to break it. I hear that all the time. Well, I don't want to break it. So here's the deal. You're gonna. Like, there's no way around it. Pat's says around this topic is he'll say that the only job that he knows of that starts at the top is post hole digging. So unless you're lucky and were born into some horsey kind of family where it just comes as second nature because you had so much exposure to good horsemanship, then the rest of us mere mortals have a lifetime of experimenting, evaluating our results, and adjusting our next experiment based on those results. In order to do that, we have to embrace the messy parts. You have to enjoy and look for the mistakes. Guys, the only way for you to not make mistakes or not have problems in your horsemanship journey is to stop trying, right? If you stop trying to do things with your horses, then yeah, maybe you'll stop making mistakes. But in my opinion, that also is a mistake. We've taken every possible purpose in a horse's life away from them that Mother Nature has given, right? We tell them, where the food is, where the water is, where the salt and minerals are. We decide who reproduces with who. So if there's no other purpose in their life, then it's up to us then to enrich their lives. And in order to do that, you have to try to do things with them. I don't care what those things are. It can be a sport. It can be, passing your levels in the Pirelli program. It could be trail riding. It could be trick training, whatever it is. But I do think as horse owners and horse lovers, it is our responsibility to add purpose to our horses' lives. Otherwise, it's just sad. So in order to do that, we have to try to do new things, develop new behaviors. And it doesn't have to be anything, monumental or gold medal winning. Little things each and every day, little yields, little behaviors, little, patterns or ideas can add a lot of enrichment to our horses' lives. So in order for that to happen, though, we have to accept that we're going to make mistakes. Everyone does. I've seen Pat Pirelli make mistakes. I've seen Linda Pirelli make mistakes. I've seen all the top Pirelli instructors make mistakes. I have seen Olympic gold medal riders make mistakes, okay? But the difference between them and us sometimes is the conversation that they have with themselves about those mistakes. Sorry. So, their inner monologue isn't self-deprecating. It's not like, oh, the world is coming to an end because I released on a brace, or, I didn't get the behavior I was looking for, or I wasn't able to give my horse clarity or a good deal, right? All of those things are just results. They read their results. They make adjustments based on the results they got so that the next time they make a different and more advanced mistake, okay? I've heard Pat Pirelli literally in a demonstration in front of hundreds, if not thousands of people go, whoops, that was not the right strategy. And he just moves on to the next one, All right, we like to think of it in Pirelli in terms of having a quiver with arrows in it that are ideas or things to try, you know, in order to advance our horsemanship. And so when Pat shoots an arrow out there and it's not the right one, he doesn't have a mental breakdown. You know, he doesn't beat himself up or fill himself full of shame and guilt. He just views that as a success, right? One arrow tried, even though it wasn't the right one, is still a step in the right direction. It'll help you discover what the right one is. So it'll be a short one today. I just want to talk to you about how important it is to embrace the messy, embrace being vulnerable in making mistakes. Mistakes are the pathway to success. So continue to evaluate your results and upgrade your mistakes. I hope that helps you guys. And the next time I have something rattling around in my head, I'll talk to you again soon. Thanks. Bye.